What is truth, anyway? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. First, Bin Laden was armed, then he was unarmed. First, his wife was used as a shield, then she was an attacker. Why did the story change? White House officials probably hoped to stick with the first version, where the cowardly Bin Laden, living in luxury, pulls a woman in front of him as a shield as he fires on his would-be captors. But when one of the helicopters clipped a wall and couldn't fly, many witnesses were left behind, and they are now in the custody of the Pakistanis, who have a somewhat different agenda. Al Arabiya Television, quoting Pakistani officials, is reporting that according to Bin Laden's 12-year-old daughter, he was captured alive, then shot in front of family members. Those family members also claim there was no armed resistance, not a single shot. Can we believe that? Can we believe anything? See, I think we're forgetting something basic here. This was a covert wartime operation. There's really only two things the White House wants us to know for sure. Bin Laden is dead, and you are never going to find his body. Did he resist? Was he scared? Only the SEALs know, and they're not going to hold a press conference. Was his entire body tipped into the Arabian Sea? Only the sharks know, and they're not going to hold a press conference. I am sure Osama bin Laden is completely dead, but beyond that, the old rule of thumb for covert operations still stands. Anyone who says he knows doesn't, and anyone who knows doesn't say. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.